Amen.
Well, good morning. I'm going to rebuke you in the stead of Elsa Lee. All right. She's listening. I told her I'd do this, but she wants you to come visit her. You know that? I visit Elsa, and so does Lynn every once in a while, but she told me, boy, you guys are about the only people who visit me. You know, she's shut in, and we need to think of our members, you know, especially which members, you know, the ones that need attention. So, Elsa, be nice to me next time I see you. All right? So, but really, you know, sometimes I find it, my mother, I find it difficult to visit with her, and she's my mother. She's been so good to me over the years. You know, boy, if I were to describe to you my life growing up, I think I have. It wasn't too hard, all right? Because my mother's whole purpose in life seemed to be like just to host her son in through life, you know, and make my life easy. But, you know, it's difficult sometimes to do the right thing. And it should be what? It should be easy, you know. So we need to do the right thing and think about those members that need attention often. You know, the ministry is a battle for the mind a lot of times. You know that? I remember Miss Jane had it up. I think it was Miss Jane or Miss Kelly. All right. They had a poster in there that attitude is everything. Was that you had that? You don't remember? What kind of attitude is that? All right. Jane, was that you? Yeah, there you go. She's attitude was everything, you know, that 99%, you know, of success is attitude. And that's so true. And as Christians, our attitude is very critical to our longevity. Sticking with it. Yeah, thank you. And being successful in the ministry and being a blessing to others is your attitude. I mean, I can have a bad, people don't see me around the house. I can have a bad attitude sometimes. I can just believe it or not. And I can wake up just cranky sometimes. You know, my wife will tell you, you know, and there's certain things that just, ding, you know, get me going. Usually it's clutter. I don't like clutter for some reason. I guess, you know, when I think back to my house or my parents, there's just no clutter around our house, you know, and my wife tends to like a lot more things out than I like. And sometimes I'll just get cranky about it, you know, and I've learned to, hey, you know, big deal. All right. Big deal. Be thankful. That's a lot better attitude, you know, that you have stuff, all right, instead of griping about too much stuff or whatever it might be. But, you know, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, talks a very poignant verse about attitudes and everything, that God's given us a certain spirit, all right, a certain way of thinking. And so he has not given us, for God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear, but of power. And of love and of a what? Sound mind. Who wants to be around crazy people? All right. You want to be around people that have a what? A sound mind. Because in a sound mind, part of that is being thankful, isn't it? Because just unthankful people are not good to be around. You know, as an educator, we're told when we go to talk to a parent about the problems with their child, what's the first thing we do? Say something positive about that. Boy, your child is a real, your child's a real blessing. He's a real, you know, he's very active in the classroom, you know. Never one for just being quiet, but that's true. You know, we need to be positive often, all right? Because I don't like, as a school administrator, I get a lot of gripes. I mean, they will come, and how they come to me is very much how I'll respond to them. You know, if it's just pure gripe, I don't want to listen to you. You know, I don't want your opinion, you know, the editorial, I want the news. Just tell me what we need to fix or whatever it is. But if a person comes up in a much better attitude, thankful attitude, hey, by the way, you know, this happened or that happened, it affects my response to them, you know. And when we go to God, you know, we just don't need to go first thing, you know, gripe, 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 gripe. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That was a great quiet time, all right? We are to leave our cares and our worries at his feet, but we should start with what? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yieldedness to him. Thank you. You know, there's something incredible when a child, unrehearsed, of their own accord, expresses thankfulness to a parent. Have you ever had those moments? Oh, I'm so thankful. This little boy we watched a lot, Hazen, he came up to Michelle and just said some things to her. Of course, he's pretty smart. He's usually got a motive there. But he was expressing to her just how thankful he was that we're in his life and all that. And it just, what do you want to do? You just want to do more, don't you? You just want to do more for somebody that's thankful and appreciative of that. And we've got to remember that as people. Speaking of William Bradford, we got a little quote I'd like to put up on the wall here, if we could put it up this time. I'm a visual learner. I don't know. Some people read. I watch movies a lot. I've told you that. And there's a movie called Desperate Crossings that we have. You can get it. The Untold Story of the Mayflower. It's great. It's a docudrama, you know, and it's educational and it's entertaining, you know, it's dramatic. And it starts off with this verse. Now, this guy was the governor of Plymouth Colony, the Pilgrims, for 50 years. You know, we have most of our information because of him. And this is how the movie was started off. It said, all great and honorable actions, like they were doing, leaving their hometown. You know, basically, they were a congregation in Scrooby, England, that were separatists and decided, oh, we can't worship freely. So they moved to Amsterdam, and it was too crazy there, too wild, and they made this big trek to the New World. I mean, that was an honorable action because they wanted to worship God in their own conscience because they were getting thrown in jail and imprisoned and fined in England. I mean, you couldn't do that. All those great honorable actions are accompanied with great difficulties. No pain, no gain, or as how we would say it. He knew that when you want to do something honorable, you're going to face what? Difficulties. So what do you do? All right? And both, what? The actions that are great and the difficulties must be enterprised and overcome with what? Answerable courage. You got to be tougher than your situation. And as Christians, we can do that. If anybody can, can't we? We have all the resources to do stuff. We can call upon God. We can seek his directions in our life. You ever heard the phrase, you lost control of the locker room? I was listening to that, you know, a lot of football going on these times. And soccer, but, you know. All right. But they were talking about losing control, the pundits, the sports pundits. They have lost control of the locker room. You know what that is, right? It's basically, we only see them playing on the field. But that's the finished product, so to speak. But they practice a lot. And then they watch film. And they go into the weight room and work out. I mean, there's so many things that go into by the time they get on the field. And one of the things is the attitudes and actions in the locker room. How do the players deal with each other? Do they like each other? Are they got the same goal? Or are they all selfish, individualistic? What's their attitude toward the coach? All right, is the coach a joke? Or is the coach someone to be, you know, revered and respected? And you can see that it comes out on the field, doesn't it? I've seen that before, time and time. You just see, when you watch a game, it's got these ebbs and these flows, you know? And I've seen people have come back from 30 points down. You know, why is that? They're not any better or different. A lot of it's because they start, you know, thinking, hey, we can do this. You know, and the other team is like, oh, no. You know, I'm kind of that kind of person. I remember Little League baseball. I'm from Kirkland, Washington. We had some of the nicest Little League baseball facilities on the planet. I mean, it was big time, all right? And I remember played baseball a lot as a kid. And I remember one time sitting in the dugout, and we were ahead, and the other team was coming back. And I remember, I think I've told you this before, some of you remember what I say. I was sitting down, and oh, no, I start saying, I knew this was going to happen. And she got this long chain link fence, and I'm in the dugout, you know, right up to, and some kid older than me kind of looked down. He wasn't in the dugout. He was just a fan. And he started mocking me. Oh, no, we're going to lose. And I just thought, whoa, that's a terrible. I just sat back down, and we did lose. All right. But I thought, that's a bad attitude. That's infectious to people. And as Christians, we ought not to be like that. You know, there are five types of sacrifices in the scripture, and one of them were the peace offerings. And within the peace offerings was the thank offering. All right? And our pastor just talked before break about, you know, those are sacrifices and ordinances they had in the Old Testament. We don't need to practice those again, but the attitude behind them is very important, because we have received the gift to be thankful for. It's something that we can look back on and remember. And of course, that's Christ and what he did, the ultimate sacrifice. But in Leviticus, it talks about the 22 verse 29. It says, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." Amen. That's what really makes God excited, isn't it? It's kind of like apologizing to your sister for what she did. Say you're sorry, you know, and you say it. But did you mean it? And thankfulness, do you mean it? You know, when you offer these things up, back then even God was talking your attitude. You know, when we give, we're told to be cheerful givers. God, what? A cheerful giver. Loveth a cheerful giver. Having the right attitude towards God of thankfulness and appreciation will make you a much better person that other people want to be like. It is letting your light so shine before others, right? To be in a negative Nelly and just a gripey, groany, and I can be that way. Ask my wife, all right? And it's terrible. I can see sometimes she'll just get, oh, here we go again. And I'm getting better where I can cue off of that now. Wait a second, I've set her up. And shut up, Brad. Don't gripe anymore. And it's like the devil is just, and I just want to gripe about something. And if I do, I regret it. And if I don't, there's hope. You know, this is going to be a good day. My wife's going to love me and like me, and she'll want to be around me, because sometimes she doesn't want to be around me. Can you believe that? All right? It's true, because of my attitude, just plain old stinks. Joy gives us strength. Thankfulness gives us the proper attitudes that we need to have, doesn't it? So let's be a PM. We got everything, every reason in the world to be thankful. Amen. You know, you just compare yourself with others that aren't so well off, right? I was watching the news this morning. Sometimes you don't want to watch the news, you know, because you get full of anxiety and fear, and sometimes because the world is just not a great place to live. But they were talking about Ukraine and the situations there, and the electricity and the winter coming on, and I was just thinking, boy, I get in a car, I just turn it to the red, all right? If I'm cold, I turn it blue. If I'm hot, same thing in my house. You know, we're full of comfort around here, aren't we? And you got to worry about eating too much, not enough in life, right? And just the first world problems, we call them, right? We're walking in tall grass, and we need to be thankful, because just as in the days of, you know, the days of judgment, when God said, I'm going to bring so-and-so to testify against you. They repented when you came, and you guys didn't. All right? Woe unto, remember that? I think that a lot of the world can, if we're not thankful, a lot of the world, God could say, well, look at their situation. And you weren't able to be thankful? Shame on you. So let's make sure we have a sound mind, and part of that is being thankful. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Dakota, could you lead us?
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.